Hey, it's Beth here. Still 65. Still talking. This is episode 57. It's January 20th, 2020. 2020. This is the first time I'm going to say that, but I'm going to love it for the whole year. Anyway. Okay. I went to the movies, you know, a couple days ago, saw 1917. I'm back in the saddle. You know, one good movie and I'm back, right? Okay, so this time, I've been really curious about the Dr. Dolittle reviews because Dr. Dolittle is awesome. He's great for every child. He was a big part of my childhood. I loved his story. I loved him. So, this has come out and it was intriguing because the critics have been so hard. So harsh on this, so cruel. So, you know, what intrigued me was it's written and directed by the guy who did Sirania, or however, I can never pronounce anything. Anyway, Stephen Gagan, I can't pronounce his name either, but you know, this guy is huge. He did Syriana. I botch everything. I'm from New York. I can't say anything correctly. Okay. He's a great guy. He wrote it and he directed it. He spent $175 million on this. He got Robert Downey Jr. He got Antonio Banderas. He got Michael Sheen, that great British actor. Emma Thompson does the most incredible voiceover I've ever heard. She controls the entire story. And, you know, I'm so glad that critics are so smart and so much smarter than these people. I'm seriously getting sick of it. So I went to go see it today. It's Martin Luther King Day. Great day. Theater was packed. It was beautiful weather. Kids had a lot of other things to do. They're at this movie, okay? So, good for me. There I am. And I want to see it with a bunch of kids. And it was all kids. One mother, 10 kids. That's how it was. And the worst thing was, it was at the movie house on 620. They can verify this. For some reason, their computer was out, so no food, no drinks, except for water. And they gave us all free popcorn. So and these kids are hungry because it's a 1 o'clock show. So lots of problems going on in this theater. Okay. You could have heard a pin drop. They weren't bothering their mothers. They weren't going to the bathroom. The animals, the gorilla, was flawless. The editor on this movie has got to be a genius. You forgot that they were animals. It was amazing. The kid was great. The storyline was beautiful. You know, Dr. Dolittle lost his wife. He didn't find another woman 10 minutes into the story and they're on the kitchen table just going at it. It was pure. It was good. Any kid could totally get into this movie. So I loved it. And you know, these critics are sort of getting on my nerves. This was written for children. This wasn't written for USC film graduates who think they're so smart because they can dissect everything. I wish we could give them money and let them try it. They can't do it. They can only be critical. But it's affecting things. I mean, this should have a bigger box office. This is a good, good movie. All of the characters were wonderful. The storyline was great. I don't know what anybody wanted. What more could you want from a kid's movie? And Dr. Dolittle was pure, pure of spirit. Exactly what I wanted when I was a kid. He still got it. So I don't know if you're a grandmother or a mother or whatever. And I think it should be seen on the big screen. The animals are beautiful. I don't even know how they did it. And Robert Downey Jr., I don't know how he created the space to talk to these animals. And that boy. It was beautiful. And then there's even a little girl and there's this little mild crush like puppy love. Come on. This is perfect for middle schoolers. Why can't they have fun? Why does it have to be like all these cartoons with these stupid fart jokes and this adult humor where kids are just looking at their parents who are laughing and they don't get the joke? I was a kid like that. Why can't it be that I'm getting the joke, that you're watching me laugh at my joke? It's supposed to be for me. This had no adult humor in it. None. It was awesome. It was just pure and it was just good. And Robert Downey Jr., they're saying that he doesn't have the chops to be a movie star. He totally does. He was elegant. He was as good as any other Dr. Doolittle that ever was. He's better than the book. Because you could tell he really missed his wife. It was romantic. Like some people just can't be replaced. That is what kids want to think. They want to think that if their mother died, their father would never get over it. That's what they want to think. And that's true in this story. It's just beautiful. So, forget it. These critics are losing their minds. All they're doing is self-aggrandizing. They're showing us how really, really smart they are. And how clever and how above everything. Everybody is so much smarter than the people who are actually doing the job. And we're buying into it. And we shouldn't. So, don't hesitate to see this movie. It was beautifully done. And your kid would love it. So, you know, just kind of losing my mind here. These critics should be fired. And they should go to the movies instead of going to their Hollywood parties. And I know all about them, where they have all these great hors d'oeuvres and great drinks. Like they invent a drink for the movie, like the Dr. Doolittle martini. Put a little like giraffe urine in it. I don't know what they're doing. But they're not seeing the movie with the audience that the movie was created for. So that's wrong. That should change. We shouldn't value their opinion on movies that they know nothing about. They probably don't even have any kids. So come on. Don't look at these reviews. Just give the movies the money. This guy did a great job and the writer-director was amazing. Of course he is amazing. What'd you think? He had a lobotomy? And Robert Downey Jr., a great actor, had a lobotomy? All these people just decided to be stupid to do this? Why can't they ever think maybe they're wrong? They are completely wrong. So, another great movie. And if you got a kid, you got a grandkid, you got somebody special in your life that's under like, I think even a 17-year-old would like this. Just enjoy it. It's beautiful. It's clean as a whistle. Who doesn't want that sometimes? So anyway, just another day in paradise where I don't know what is going on ever. So thanks for listening and subscribe if you want. I could use it. I'm sort of, you know, alone out here and it's not Siberia, but I, you know, you're just sitting in front of something by yourself. So anyway, but I promise you, every single kid in that movie loved it. Every single kid watching that movie loved it. They weren't chewing their popcorn. They weren't asking their mother for more stuff. They were, and there was no more stuff because the food wasn't there. I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. Great test. It was like a gauntlet for a movie to go through. And the movie passed with flying colors. So thanks. I'll be back. Still going to go to the movies. Don't care what critics think. Thanks. Bye-bye.